What tips would you give people who are thinking about applying for the circle?
I would say you have to have an angle. My angle is old gay guy writing erotic romance. That's what I pitched. So you got to have what is unique about you.
Yeah.
And then when you're filling out that form, let that energy, whoever you are, that unique, authentic self come through. And then if you get a call, be high energy. Don't you think? What do you think?
I agree 100%. I think not only have an angle, but like you had to be fluid in the game. So you have to give them something else on top of what you're already given. And you do have to have a personality. You have to remember that this is TV, reality TV on that. No one wants to watch something boring. No shade to Ekar. I think that's what didn't resonate during his time in the circle. So
yeah, as a watcher, as a viewer on this show for season two, I hated when they cut the camera to him. Because I just didn't feel like it wasn't that I didn't think he was authentic or anything. I just thought it was just too much.
Right. I think a lot of people felt that way. So I just, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be mindful of the viewers. But also, I think be yourself. Otherwise, it's going to come across kind of corny-ish.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like Chris was such a natural at his one-liners. But I feel like in our season, other players were trying to have those moments. Yeah. And it was like, I hated it. I hated it.
Say the names, girl. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Call his role. Yeah.
They already on my neck and no.
Alert. Name three people that you would hate. Oh my
god. So
gosh.
Who was?
Who was being fake, girl? Tell me right now.
Would you pee in the shower?
Yes.
Now the question they should ask, would you poo in the shower?
All right.
Well, no, you gotta get out now.
Yeah, we're getting you off.
Would you poo in the shower?
I never even did that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Ew.
Who's gonna clean it up?
Right. Mr. Clean.
Thanks, Chris, for taking us there. Thanks.
You know, I had to. You know, I love a good poop joke. I was going to say, my advice to anybody who's trying to get on the gig is the biggest mistake people do when they go to auditions and they're like, they basically go something like this. Hi, my name is so-and-so, and I'm funny, I'm silly, I'm the life of the party, blah, blah, blah. That's already the biggest mistake. What you want to do is go in there and let us see exactly why you're the life of the party, why you're funny. You know, instead of being like, you know, I've been single for like 10 years, be like, honey, I haven't had this pussy punch in so long. Like, the person who's auditioning you, even though it's vulgar, is going to be like, oh my God, this bitch is out of control.
He's telling the truth because that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did when I submitted my casting tape, and I was the only person who cursed. I was like, but fuck it.
And they don't mind that. Like, if you go and you cuss, like, I remember when we were filming and they were like, so why do you want to be on the circle? I was like, I want to get my circle punch. I literally said that. And they're like, I don't think we can use that. But at least,
hashtag,
you know,
throw that ass in the circle.
Throw that ass in
the circle. Hashtag pussy punched.
That's it. You know what I mean? So go in there and just do it, honey. Yeah. Tell us what you do, who you are, and let the chips fall where they do.